Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gigantic. WrestleMania Day 1 NXT Stand and Deliver. This is Gigantic Pop. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Giri. And man, it's early. This is like the earliest I think we've ever done a podcast, the three of us together.
Yeah. I did that Rock thing where I could not sleep because The Rock was still a Cody Rhodes main event.
I was producing that one.
I picture the Wolverine meme of you in bed looking at a photo of Cody Rhodes longingly. You know?
and Matt, that podcast that you did that solo, man, there were a lot of people up that early too. Like there were tons of like super chats and everything. It was like 9 a.m.
Hey, I love getting carried away when wrestling is able to make me emotionally invest, get me mad. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Already, man, a lot has happened with the Hall of Fame last night. I don't know if you guys had a chance to watch it, but Paul Heyman's speech. If you haven't watched it, go out of your way to check out Paul Heyman's speech. It was great.
It was good.
Stephanie McMahon, first appearance since this latest round of Vince stuff. Actually, first appearance since Vince came back the first time. So yeah, it was cool seeing her back. She was wearing an ECW hat, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So do we want to talk about Stand and Deliver first, or we want to talk about the Triple H comments on Pat McAfee?
Sure. Yeah, Triple H has been doing some media, and he made a interesting comment during the Pat McAfee show yesterday regarding their competition, and he said, we're building up against something right now. We're up against ourselves. We're up against the Attitude Era. We're up against the Ruthless Aggression Era, whatever you want to call it. The best of the absolute best of WWE. That's what we're working against. Basically saying their competition right now is their past success. I know a lot of people kind of got up in arms over that. But
So to be fair, we did see AEW is their competition. Okay. The contracts changed, the money in the game changed for talents on how they're getting paid and how much they're getting paid. Mm-hmm. It's definitely changed for the better because AEW is in the business now. Right. So WWE has had to do things competitively to either land talents that are thinking about going to AEW. And now we have AEW to use as that, especially from a talent's perspective, as that, I hate to use the word threat, but idle threat, that you can go to that company if things don't work out with WWE. So, hey, listen, WWE, get your ish together. I'm going there. I mean, so maybe he doesn't see it. Maybe he's saying that just to be PR purpose-wise. I don't know. But that's not true. Of course they see them as competition. I know they're not in the same level. I get all that. But, of course, they're competition because there's different things they're going to pull from one another. There's definitely truth to that, whether it's promo segments, whether it's how they take certain they make certain shots of the arena. I don't know. I just don't buy that they're not. I'm not saying they're like right there necky neck. Okay, guys, I want to be clear. This is not WCW Monday Nitro beating WWE. That's not what I'm saying here. But to say they're not competition, come on.
I mean, it's. They're very viable. It's very big time. The Mercedes thing, Ospreay, some of the other signings they've had. I mean, AEW clearly is a force to be reckoned with. But when you look at WWE getting like $5 billion from Netflix, you look at all the advertising deals that they're getting right now, you look at the gates to doing for Mania, it's tough. Like
the whole game is going to change because, again, they're under the TKO banner. One of the other fascinating things I thought Hunter said in his round of media appearances was – the potential of going back-to-back weekends or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday type of UFC event, WWE event, UFC, like, that's cool. And what's intriguing is them going to be on Netflix and being able to really, I'm hoping, push it a little bit further as far as R-rated material with cursing and maybe unlimited amount of theatrics that can be used potentially in what they're doing now that maybe is more suitable for an adult to watch versus little kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, already seeing them kind of, you know, testing the limits a little bit. You know, Rock is definitely, you know, with the language. They did that AJ Styles, LA Knight, pull apart brawl. And, there, you know, AJ was dropping some F-bombs. LA Knight called him the P-word.
And just so you know, in real life, guys, AJ Styles is not curse. So, like, whenever you hear me say freak instead of the F-word, I stole that from AJ. He would say it when he gets so mad at things. He'd be like one time I went to go bicycle kick the cage door. The door is supposed to come off the hinges, right? In this 8-man tag for TNA pay-per-view. The cage door did not come off the hinges. And I got stuck. And after the match, AJ was pissed, like it was my fault or something. And he's like, Morgan, come on, man. What the freak? I'm like, you can say F-U-C-K. It's okay, brother. Say it. Go ahead. It'll feel better. Say it. So, like, he does not curse. So the fact that he cursed in that segment really, really took me back. I was surprised.
Yeah, good call. Didn't even think about that.
Man, it's exciting, though. All the meat. I'm sorry? What
were you saying? There was one other thing Triple H said. It sounded like he was kind of responding to not getting some of the free agents recently. And he said, I know who's out there. I know how good they are. I know what their potential is. I see what's out there. I don't subscribe to this guy says they are good. That guy says they're good. I have to see it. It's just keeping track of who is out there and what they can do. Because they succeed someplace else doesn't mean they'll succeed at the big time. How many players go from college football at a high level and fail in the NFL? It's massive. It's a different game, a different world. If they are not here to be all in on this, when I see people coming out of trying to make it and then they pick a job, well, they work less, the schedule is lighter. Then I'm like, I'm glad I didn't pick you. If you're not in it for the grind at that point early in your career, you have no business being here.
So he kind of saves himself by saying early in your career, because otherwise, I mean, what didn't Kevin Nash set, you know, him and Scott Hall set up guaranteed contracts for all of us that I'm very grateful for, I know. but the goal always was to work less dates so your body can recuperate, God forbid, in a perfect world. And that's why you're seeing talents live these longer lives. The younger generation of talents are going to have much longer lives. No drug addictions, right? No alcoholism. It's a lot less prevalent than it was when I was wrestling, because the schedule was 4 to 5 days every single week of every month of every year around the clock, unless you got injured. And if you got injured, you can get paid what you should be getting paid. So I don't see why he would say that either. But did you take that as a shot as Ospreay or something? Am I missing something?
I did. Yeah, that's kind of how I saw it. And not just Ospreay, Ospreay Okada. Like for them choosing the AEW, if they're choosing it for the schedule, and let's not forget, they're getting paid a lot more.
I was going to say,
reportedly,
Tony ponied up more cash than you, brother.
Yeah,
come on. That's also a big part of it here. And I'm a talent. Yeah. I'm going to go where the money is. I have a family. I have a family like Will Ospreay does that I'm trying to raise. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the best response to that, I don't think she'll do it, but if Mercedes came out with a comment about like, I'll tell you what you can do with your grind. You know, I mean, because
she wouldn't do that.
I know she wouldn't do that, but,
she's going back eventually.
Yeah, I know. But that's where it's all political, right? I mean, it's crazy how it works. But I think it's exciting that we have so much media going on right now. Like, you can't even keep up with all the sound bites and stuff people are talking about.
But really quick before we start, Hunter is right on one thing. The WWE way is a very real thing. It is very different. It is different than how – so when somebody comes in from AEW or TNA – or anywhere else, you do have to learn the WWE way, because it is night and day different. I swear it is. Especially on how to play the hard cam properly, how to play toward camera. It's a million different things that are slightly more pushed in WWE than are pushed in other companies as far as what WWE deems as important. So they also believe in slowing it down and letting the fans catch up to the match. Yes, you have some cruiserweights that will, you know, push it to the line as far as possible. But trust me, that's within a structured WWE system that you see them flying like that. Again, there's a lot of differences. And every talent I've ever seen, even when I was in developmental, I watched Nova. come in from his Supernova, coming in from ECW to Ohio Valley Wrestling. He had to go there, not because he wasn't good enough, but because he had to relearn the WWE way. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, if people are new to this channel, just let me take a moment and welcome you to Gigantic Pop. Matt Morgan, Rajgiri, and myself, we've been doing this for a couple months, getting back together. And it's just been crazy lately. Guys, we broke 250,000, a quarter of a million cumulative views on our channel this past week.
This past what?
This past week. So we now have done over a quarter of a million views on the Gigantic Pop channel since inception. Many of you subscribing, we've gained like a 10% subscriber boost in recent days. Thank you so much. Please, if you dig what we're doing, like, share, subscribe. We're going to be back here tonight to cover Mania Night 1. And then, of course, tomorrow night with Mania Night 2. Probably the Raw after Mania. Really, just you're going to get sick of us because there's going to be so much to talk about in everything that's upcoming. But today, we wanted to get together and talk Stand and Deliver. As Raj and Matt know, NXT is my favorite wrestling show. It's what I look forward to watching every week. It's what I get the most joy out of. And why? Because it's a TV show with characters and storylines. And yes, there's wrestling, but there's also a lot of drama, and I dig that. High-level thoughts, Matt and Raj, because I know you guys don't watch NXT on a weekly basis. Matt, I know you catch up more than Raj does. Now that Raj is in semi-retirement, he's like, screw wrestling. I only watch what I have to. This is no longer fun. I was tasting ice cream for a living for 20 years, made my fortune, and now not another scoop. But Matt, you first. What were your high-level thoughts seeing NXT Stand and Deliver today?
Love the main event. Love the main event. Loved, I ended up, not in the beginning, but by the time it was done, I ended up really loving that three-way big man match. That was very impressive. The girls, I always keep hearing how they've got, you know, talent for days when it comes to the women's division on who's next, pun intended. That's going to be coming up to the main roster. They've got quite a deep talent pool of women at NXT. And that was cool to see on display tonight, I thought it was a good pay-per-view, but again, no disrespect to anybody that's a fan of it, Glenn. I would not have gone out of my way to see that if you didn't want us to cover it here.
Raj?
Yeah, kind of the same thing, kind of what you were saying earlier. I've tried to cut down on some wrestling because trying to do more family time now that I'm not running the site. But I thought it was a really enjoyable pay-per-view. It reminded me of, you know, NXT takeovers of old where mm-hmm. you had a hot crowd. And I like this NXT when it's in an arena, like the TV show, the setting just kind of feels game showish to me, but I like when they're in an arena, it feels more big time. And I thought Trick Williams came across like a huge freaking star, and we'll get into it. Oba Femi, I thought he stole that match that he was in. He looked impressive as hell.
Yep.
They introduced Julia, old school NXT style. So a lot of positives from this show.
Yeah. So to that point, I want to talk about the headlines out of this show. But Matt Morgan, have you ever gone out and wrestled for a crowd in an arena at 11:30 in the morning?
Ooh, I can't say I have, unless it was overseas. And by that point, I'm already on their time at that point, you know. But yeah. I think at India, Rinka King, we did that early in the morning. And it was rough.
Yeah. And I think
I was going to say, like Mania Week, you have a lot of like independent shows that are running like that start, you know, early in the morning. It's kind of like all day, each day. And Joey Janela has his breakfast thing.
Smart.
Yes, but there's a difference between 500 hardcore fans going to a Legion Hall in Philly versus 16,000 people in an arena at 11:30 in the morning, and they're going to watch WrestleMania later that night. And I think that the number one thing that hurts Stand and Deliver is that these guys and girls go out there and put on amazing shows. They kill themselves, but you get some peaks. But man, those lulls are mm-hmm. really quiet. It's a different energy. It's like a New Japan show. It's just a different vibe for half of it. I think that hurts it. And I think that hurts the excitement at home. I think if they did this Friday night, if SmackDown moves, Roger, I know you were tweeting about this. If SmackDown moves and they move TakeOver to Friday, that I think will greatly help the energy.
Well, don't you think that's a sign, no disrespect to the talents, there's certain lulls in the show by the audience.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the talent, but to me, it tells me the talent's not there yet. The talent is not established enough to get a reaction out of that big crowd, which other talents absolutely did on this show.
They did. I think, though, the energy, I don't know, man. I remember being at TakeOver Dallas that night when it was Sammy and Shinsuke, and even like, what was it, Corbin versus Austin Aries, like every match, people were just losing their shit because it's like, it's WrestleMania week. It's nighttime. We're happy to be here.
Because, you know? Again, though, you had more established talents.
Yeah, maybe.
Thought did a better job of getting their act over. Like, how many times was I texting you? Who is this person, Brian? Or who's this person, you know? But
and I love it because explaining it, I sound like an insane person. If you haven't been watching NXT and I tell you what the story is, it's just like, wait, this is a wrestling show? Like, okay, so we're gonna get into it, but I do want to and I did think this was a very, very good show. Again, I love NXT, ride or die for it. I thought this was great. It's just the energy, I think, affects it. And I'm just saying this because it affects me. It's 8:30 a.m. on the West Coast. I'm not in prime PLE mode at 8:30 in the morning when I start watching these. But let's talk about the headlines. Julia signed with WWE. People thought that she was going to sign with AEW. That was the rumor. Yeah, that was a big deal. And we had the old school free agent in the crowd.
Yes.
So that was very cool.
Very cool. I like that. Let me ask you guys a dumb question. Do you think, did she realize that she was on camera? Or
yeah, I thought the same thing.
I almost felt bad for her. I'm like, somebody freaking give her the Iggy. Like, come on. But then again, what's she supposed to do? Like, look at me. It's me. It's me. Huh? Surprise. Like, what's she supposed to do?
So, I mean, Juliet made her name around the world, specifically wrestling in Stardom in Japan, and
even I knew who she is, so that's something.
Yeah, it's big, and not coincidentally, I've been saying in recent weeks, and Raj and I were texting if there was a media scrum, because I was going to ask HBK what about a North American women's title, because there's women's division is so stacked. So they announced that today. Great timing. But this tells me Julia is about to have an Asuka style run with the main championship. So they need something that's a little more competitive.
Wait, what? Julia?
I think Julia is going to be NXT women's champ. And I think
like right away,
I think sooner rather than later.
Oh, wow. So she's really, really good. I've only seen a couple of her matches.
Asuka did.
Yeah, same here. I've only seen a couple. I do think, though, that with Triple H now in charge, I don't know if he's going to let talent. And I'm sure they, you know, paid good money to get Julia. I'm not sure they're going to let talent just, especially higher priced talent, stay in NXT as long as they did when Vince was in charge.
Yeah, but not that there's a lot of open slots on the main roster for women's talent right now. Raj and I were talking about this off the air.
Yeah,
if you're on Raw and SmackDown, if you're not in contention for that championship, or you're not, you're really not guaranteed TV time. Even the women's tag champs, depending on who's holding them, are like used in more of a slot in when there's availability capacity. Whereas in NXT, it's like 45% women's matches weekly.
Yeah, which is because they have a very frigging deep, deep, deep division. But so does obviously the I don't want to say main event, but like for instance, WrestleMania, we have that six pack women's match. There's no championships in that one, right?
No.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most marquee matches. That's one of the ones I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah. Although Mania, 3 out of 13 matches across both nights are women's matches. This is kind of a low ratio. I know. It's the women's championship matches and that match, the six-pack match.
No women's tag team championship match?
No, the women's tag teams are in the six match.
Oh, so there are champions in that match then. My apologies.
Yeah. Not even the women's battle royal. Yeah. So,
To be fair, though, Charlotte Flair's not there. I'm sure she'd have a Mania match if she was there, not as a champion of some sort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the most over women are all on the Mania card.
Tiffany Stratton.
Well, she's not over. I mean, she's getting there.
Did you see the video of that dark match from last night at SmackDown?
I think she's going to be a superstar, but I'm just saying she's also brand new, you know. She's only been on the roster.
But listen, you don't think they could have given her like a feature match that could have like a Brock Lesnar kill match for her to be featured on Mania?
I think they're trying to avoid that. I think they're trying to give all the matches time. Yeah, I mean, there's only six matches on the second night. Remember back in the day, WrestleMania had like 14 matches in one night.
Yeah.
So they're giving them time. They're not going to rush through them. They're not just going to put people in squashes just to get them on the card. And so it's a different mentality. And you really got to fight for those WrestleMania spots.
Yeah. So we got some super chats that are about Mania's night. We're going to talk about that at the end and just give our last thoughts before going to Mania night one. But I just want to do a quick rundown of what we saw.
Yep.
Today, surprising in the pre-show match, it was Joe Gacy versus Sean Spears. Sean Spears just came back after being in AEW. Sean Spears lost his return PLE match to Joe Gacy, a guy who, by the way, wins and losses do not matter for his character at all.
No.
Were you guys shocked by this? I was floored.
No, normally I might be, but again, I know Vince isn't there anymore, but is this the old... We don't know how Sean left. We don't know how he came back. So, like, I don't know. Is this one of those things where it's one of those, hey, you know, you did leave us. You did go there. You're here now. Like, break them down and build them back up type of thing again? I don't know.
Yeah. And also, he's the veteran, and Joe Gacy, you know, is the young guy. I wonder, though, with Sean Spears, you know, him coming in as Sean Spears with his real name or his old wrestling name.
Yeah.
You knew he was going to get a big reaction at first, but I wonder if he should just go back to Ty Dillinger. I feel like that gimmick worked better for him.
The 10 gimmick was the most over gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, maybe he's just there as a veteran to help work with younger talent. So if that's the case, then maybe he should.
Don't say he's a good hand, Roger, or else he's going to come and hit you with a chair.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting opening. And then Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker versus Nathan Frazier and Axiom for the NXT Tag Team Championship. So Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker, this Wolf Dogs thing was originally the joke name. People said they were going to call them Spear of Days, but hey, they got Wolf Dogs merch now. And if you thought they were dropping those titles because Braun's on going to the main roster, you would be mistaken. Yeah. Raj, were you familiar with Fraxium, with Nathan Frazier and Axiom?
No.
They're kind of the new workhorse underdog tag team. They're on NXT, I feel like, every week. They put on these really good matches, very much that more traditional NXT indie-rific style. Mm-hmm. But Matt, do you think, what do you think seeing Baron and Braun together in this capacity as a tag team?
I think overall it's going to help Braun Breaker in the long run with this character development. That's why I like it. I'm being, you know, Baron Corbin, I made a complete 180 on my opinion on him in general. I think you can give him anything and he turns, you know, chicken-ish to chicken salad. He's good. He's very, very talented. But I think long-term, it's better for Braun to continue to get more, again, that onion layer I was talking about of character development. It gives him more layer, gets him more repetitions on the mic and playing, you know, doing character development, which is important. So once he's on the main roster, he's going to start showing flashes of that more and more with more experience.
Yeah, I had tweeted this out during the show, but I could see, you know, obviously Braun has single star written all over him, but I wouldn't hate Braun and Baron Corbin at first being a tag team together, you know, kind of get Braun introduced more that way with an established talent and then breaking out as a single star.
Yeah.
I really like this team, you know, Axiom, I followed him since he was a kid. He's awesome. Nathan Frazier, I followed him, you know, when he wrestled as Ben Carter. He's great too. So I thought, I mean, this match was really good.
It was very good.
Hot opening. It was good. Yeah. And Corbin and Breaker retained. So we'll see what happens going forward there. Then we had Obafemi versus Josh Briggs versus Dijak for the North American Championship with a running cameo from Knuckles.
Jesus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So, in the beginning of this match, the two big Dijak and Briggs were off on some of their double tackle spots and little things like that. But then once they got cooking, this match was one of my favorites of the night. Very impressed by how quick the big men can move, how athletic they are. Just really, really good. Briggs really, I didn't know who he was coming into this match, but now I do, and I'm pretty damn impressed with him. I like his overall look. I like the hard smash mouth style that he has, but he's very athletic at the same time. But good Lord. How do I say the name of the other guy, the main star?
Oba Femi.
So he, come on, like you'd have to be blind not to see that. That dude's can be a huge star, if they do him right. But they have to be able to do him right, because like you just said earlier, Raj, they don't do those squash matches anymore. Mm-hmm. He's gonna need some of those, because he's gonna be that style of character that's gonna need those big, you know, monster type of win. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to see him put on, no disrespect to him or anybody. It's just his size, right? And his look. It's so impressive. You don't want to take your eyes off him. Right. So you want the fans always want more, but you don't want to put him out there in 15, 20-minute singles, five-star catch-as-can match. Hell no, you don't want that. Play to the dude's strengths. That's what he's going to give you box office with him. Play to his strengths.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in on Oba Femi stock. I think he has, you know, all the tools to become a big star. And Matt, to your point, I feel like they should do what they did with Braun Strowman, right? When they brought him in, just kill people for months, you know. And then finally, you know, they start getting bigger and bigger in stature. And then finally, when you put him up against, you know, a Lashley or some, you know, big dude, people go nuts.
Do you know how badly everyone in every arena wanted Braun Strowman to beat Roman Reigns?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ambulance match they had.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. That whole angle was incredible.
That was one of the really better things they did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. During this match, Raj Giri tweeted us that Briggs looks like Kenny Loggins.
Timely you tweeted reference. That?
No, he texted us that.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And I got that. I was like,
if he grows his hair out, you know, he's got or kind of like Cash Wheeler.
He definitely has to do something. I agree with you. He's got to do something like with the hair, face, something to change it up a little bit, because his style is freaking good. Once he gets going, he's impressive.
He's a big dude.
He was in a tag team recently, like a country boy tag team with this guy Brooks Jensen. Brooks has the worst hair ever. Brooks looks like a 13-year-old kid you wouldn't trust with firecrackers or a lighter, because he's just gonna set things on fire. They did a tag team that went on way too long. So this is now Briggs getting a solo push, but I think he was there tonight to take that pin, but there were some good spots in this match.
Yeah.
You know, good match.
I'm surprised they haven't found a way to bring Dijak in properly. You know, I mean, yeah. T-Bag, that gimmick sucked, but, or T-Bar, sorry.
That was doing Hard Justice, which I think I accidentally rented once in the early 90s. But no, I think he was in a really good feud with Joe Gacy, where they were like trying to out crazy each other, and that just ended. So that could go back. But yeah, Dijak, he's kind of the perennial, like, I don't want to say like jobber to the champs, but he's one of those gatekeeper guys where, yeah, he's very credible, but it seems like they're not pushing it. Like, he's not getting wins, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's definitely a formidable opponent, mm-hmm. and he's doing a good job. What'd you guys think of the metaphor, the hosts of tonight, Noam Dar's faction with Lash Legend Jakara Jackson and
horrible. I'm just gonna be honest. I was not entertained. You didn't like that? I was entertained by any of it.
Okay.
I thought it was corny. Yeah,
it was a little too corny for my taste.
I think their intro with the different lights, with the different colors of light.
Can you understand him with his thick accent? You can understand it? You can? Okay.
Well, because I remember his 205 Live feud when he was dating Alicia Fox. That's where I trained my ear on the vocal stylings of Noam Dar. But I mean, they're good for comedy. They did this whole thing with the Heritage Cup where when he lost, he was catatonic and in a wheelchair and didn't speak for weeks. They're very interesting.
Glenn, I don't care.
Okay, I'm just giving you context. Matt, you like actual fights so much, why don't you just watch real sports if you hate storytelling so much?
Hey, like good storytelling, not corny storytelling.
Okay, so this match was overbooked to hell. Kiana James, Izzy Damon, JC Jayne versus Kalani Jordan, Fallon Henley, and Thea Hale with Chase U. This story here is Thea Hale and JC Jayne, their friendship that broke up, everything that went on with Chase U. I know they wanted to get more women on the card here, but this match had some really good spots. But you guys were texting me, you're like, what in the hell is going on here?
Well, I didn't know, you said her name, Thea Hale?
Thea Hale, yes.
So, in the backstage pre-tape, she was one that stuck out the most to me because her character was going, berserk and making weird faces, and I said, what's her deal? Why is she, you know, and you explained to me who she was, what her deal was. But she does stand out.
Yeah.
She does grab your eye. She's very athletic in the ring. The match itself, you're right, it was a little overbooked. I agree, overproduced. But sometimes they do that, right? They try to get a lot of talent on one segment to have it be a part of the pay-per-view, right, or the PLE. But it wasn't horrible. I didn't hate this.
No, it wasn't bad. Great spot with Kiana James and Fallon Henley. They had the sequence that ended in that top rope spot.
That was cool.
With the dual flip. That was nice. Cool. Thea got the pin. Thea versus JC one-on-one is, I think, going to be really good if that's how they continue the story. But, I mean, you could see how over Chase U was. Like, that's one of those, you know, Matt, do you ever look at a wrestler and you just think that it's like, it's just almost brilliant that when they develop an audience participation character, you know what I mean? Because with Chase U, with the rah-rah, go-go, it was just almost designed to be something the crowd's going to either love or just be indifferent to, you know, and everybody was all in on that. So I thought that was good. But Raj, what'd you think of this match?
Yeah. I mean, by the end, I was just kind of waiting for it to be over. You know, it was there.
But with the NXT Women's North American Championship, I mean, you could see, and this was just scratching the surface of all the women's talent right now. In NXT, I mean, there's, I think, Lola Vice, Sol Ruka,
They do need that title. That's how deep this women's division, honestly, they do. And it's gonna serve an actual good purpose versus other times we would say, no, not another championship. We don't need another championship. It waters it down. I'll argue this does not water it down. They really need this because there is that many women that are freaking pretty damn good in NXT that you can make a lot of cool stories out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then after Thea Hale and her friends won, we went right into Lyra Valkyria and Roxanne Perez for the NXT Women's Championship. Banger of a match. What do you think of this, Matt?
You're going to think I'm being like a dork here, but I don't know if you guys picked up on this, but very rarely does WWE go back to back with women's matches like that on a PLE, and they did. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool. And they had to have the right people to pull this off. I thought they did. I thought the crowd was a little cold for this match at times, but man, both of them are freaking they're very good. Really, really talented. Roxanne Perez, I do see what the hype's about. I do. No, go ahead. I'm done.
I agree with Roxanne Perez. I definitely feel like she can be a star on the main roster. So I thought this match was really, really good. And I really like that ending. God, I feel like another match did that. Whereas the crossface and you fighting out like Triple H and Benoit, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I really like that finish and Roxanne winning. Huge pop for Roxanne. She's going to be a star. So it was really good.
And she's a great one with a great example of a layered character. She has multiple levels to that character. And they did a great job with the video package of catching us up. If maybe we didn't see all that stuff she's done in the past, that was a very good video package they produced before that match.
Yeah. I mean, so her first title reign was in response to the Mandy Rose situation. It happened probably a little too soon in her career. I don't think she had the gravitas yet for it. But look, Lyra defeated Becky Lynch to win that championship. So Lyra's got good stuff in her future. They really didn't lean into it hard tonight, but she's got a storyline with Tatum Paxley. Tatum, who briefly tried to help her during the matches, like her stalker turned best friend. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's going to become a thing. But I thought this was a really solid showcase. And yeah, it's interesting, Matt, to have both the women's matches back to back. That's exceptionally rare for PLEs and WWE.
It is. This shows how stacked they are.
Yeah. And so Justin Lopez pointing out that it was the WrestleMania 20 finish with the cross face and Triple H finally tapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ramen Noodles Lyra is insanely good at selling.
She's really good.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like this tonight. But I think Roxanne versus Julia for that championship is going to be a hell of a match when that happens.
Yeah.
So after that, Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo for the NXT championship. And can't believe they did my boy Tony like that. Didn't have him look stronger in defeat.
Did you think he was going to win this?
I thought he might win this because I thought Dragunov might be going to the main roster.
Okay.
When they gave him that entrance, the Sopranos thing they did for him was not super well done. His entrance was good, but not extravagant. I had a feeling when that happened, I was like, I don't think he's winning tonight.
He's really improved.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely improved since I've seen him. Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, when they not because they lost the tag team titles recently, Tony and Stacks, but they had a match where they retained them in a triple threat. And he was like the beast. He had all the power spots in that match, like to the point where that's why I believed toe-to-toe with Dragunov. It was like, oh shit, maybe this is his time. Mm-hmm. The vignettes, the storytelling they did with this, this match was good, but I don't think it was great. I understand why it didn't main event, but let me just make this clear for people. Tony D'Angelo has been like a main character since 2.0 launched. That's why I was surprised. Maybe he's getting called up. But, didn't you guys think tonight, like, he just looked okay in this match? They didn't make him look particularly strong in defeat.
Yeah. In Raj's words, it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This clearly was not close to the main event, for being an NXT title match. It didn't feel like a big match. And Dragunov, I've got to say, he's, obviously he's awesome in the ring. I just don't know how he'll do on the main roster, because you have to have that intangible charisma and quality.
He's also very short. Like, do you think that will play a role?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you have more of a chance under Triple H, but still, you look at the guys on top. And we'll see.
Yeah.
I can see him being kind of in that Gargano, position. Yeah.
I was going to say restart the Brawling Brutes. He seems like, or Imperium, like, just he's going to end up in one of those factions where he's a backing band. Yeah. He's great though. Actually, Gunther again would be amazing. Like, I think there's a lot they could do with him.
That's still what I'm not lying, you guys. That's one of my favorite matches. Period. Yeah. Match versus Gunther was amazing.
But I know, look, I mean, Trick is going to go on, and we'll talk about this, but Trick is going to go on and take that title off of him. I think that's very clear now that that's what's happening. It is weird, though. So, I mean, I'll be honest on this podcast. I think I keep it more kayfabe on the other one. I think at the beginning, we thought Tony D'Angelo was such a antiquated, tone-deaf, goofy gimmick that it was like, oh, well, we're going to... You remember, like, Matt, we would do that thing sometimes where we talk about which we love something, but we were being sarcastic, but we were being low-key sarcastic. Mm-hmm. We do this usually like when something was really bad. I think it started that, but then somehow in the span of 3 weeks, we genuinely started to love it. And I think that that's what a lot of his fans are. At first they were like, what's this hokey shit? And then it was like, no, this is actually like, this works despite all the reasons why it shouldn't. So I'm curious what they do with him, because his faction, again, they take up a lot of TV time every week. Clearly they believe in him. But yeah, this was Dragunov's. This was just a chance for Dragunov to like get in there and flex and reassert his dominance.
He's good at that character, but sometimes when you're too much of a gimmick, like the Bob Billings and things like that, it has a shelf life.
Yeah. I mean, Timeless Tony Storm is the most NXT gimmick in AEW.
Yeah.
Great gimmick. I love it.
It's great. But say the same thing, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny. That got in the Observer. It got like gimmick of the year and like worst, like it placed highly for worst gimmick of the year.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you're doing something right if you could qualify for both. But let's talk about this main event, Melo Trick. Having this match we've all wanted to see. We know that, you know, they used to be the best of friends. Carmelo was secretly hating on Trick because he thought he was too ambitious, and tonight they settled it out in the ring. Matt, what'd you think of this main event?
Out of this world, legit, so good. Could have easily been on, my opinion, the main card. Remember we said the other night, we were saying this could have been on WrestleMania night one or night two on the, you know, pre-show or maybe the opening. Well, no, because they have the championship matches that need to open the show. But it was that good. I don't know how to say it any other way. It was so good.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things about it is they didn't try to overdo it. I feel like a lot of times with NXT main events, they feel like they have to go an hour and they have to do all this stuff and go extra long. And I felt like they kept it, you know, relatively short. It was like 20 minutes. And short to the point, they didn't do a billion finishers and kickouts. I think we hit one finisher and that was it. So I really liked it. And Trick Williams just came across like a huge star.
And yeah, that's God.
What wrestling is all about. Yeah.
Huge star. I mean, he's been that though. But like, yeah. Would you guys keep him down there or would you put him on the main roster?
So reliable sources say Carmelo is getting called up and Trick is going to stay and go after.
Well, Carmelo was already called up.
Yeah, I know. But Carmelo's going to leave.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Carmelo is definitely ready. Trick, I mean, you could give him a little more seasoning. I don't think it hurts for him to be in NXT a little longer.
Yeah. And I think he couldn't have had the match he needs to have against Dragunov to win the title 6 months ago, 3 months ago. I think this extra time is going to make it where he like clearly definitively beats Dragunov and becomes NXT champion and has a decent reign. So
yeah,
I'm here for it, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I thought this was a great main event, but to your point, Raj, like, yeah, not the false finish spot fest, nothing after the trademark bug at the end. Like this was a very restrained main event, all things considered. And by the way, I was shocked. They said earlier, they were like, oh, this is a really good gate. But then they announced this is the biggest NXT PLE gate ever at breaking NXT, I think, Brooklyn and some others by like almost 1,000 in attendance.
I believe that. It's going to be the biggest WrestleMania. Everything, you know, that's centered around something that's going to be the biggest ever is going to rise everything else with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and SmackDown last night did over 17,000 in the same arena. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's a legit number. 16,545 is what they announced. But even if it's not a legit number, I am hearing that it is the largest crowd that they've done in NXT history, regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, but final thoughts on the PLE, and then we'll get some super chats and some Mania talk.
I think we hit it. Great, very, very good PLE. As a guy that doesn't watch it, there's some really good, I thought there's a few good matches on there that I was really impressed with. Some guys and gals that I think are going to be stars. Some that already are. But yeah, again, quote unquote, it was there.
Rush.
Yeah. If you miss it, you're fine. But I definitely recommend watching it. Watching the Trick Williams match, the Roxanne Perez, and the Oba Femi matches. I thought those really made it.
So Matt, you're telling me that Tuesday night you're not going to drive down to the Performance Center, get a Chase U sweatshirt, stand in the crowd for NXT taping?
No.
I would go to NXT every week if I lived that close. It's just a fun show. But I think my thought, I want to be very clear on this. I thought this was really good. The time of day, heard it. And I think that as somebody that watches week in and week out and covers the show, my expectations were very high. And I think that it met many of them, but not all of them. And that's why I'm just like a little like,
miffed. You miffed?
I'm merely whelmed. Not overwhelmed or underwhelmed, just merely. I'm satisfied, but sometimes, and I'm never going to get used to the start time. I'm never going to be this hype for something this early.
They might change it next year, you know. We'll see what happens if SmackDown moves. But cool. Yeah, we got some super chats.
Yeah, here, I'm going to go in reverse order just for topicality. T. Smitty 3000, $5 saying, I know Matt loves the fact that Oba Femi works like a big man. No flips out of him. The name, image, likeness program is working, and it's cool watching talent develop.
Yeah, he's money waiting to happen for that company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't expect everyone from that program, from the NIL program, to be a hit, but they've got one here. And as long as you get some here and there and that go on to become big stars, it's way worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. El Pancho Loco, $5 saying, been with you guys since the Wink days and been with you since day one, a gigantic pop. Freaking love it. Keep up the great work as usual. BTR for life. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate
that. Yeah. By the way, 775 people watching us live right now, over 300 on YouTube alone.
Thank you, guys.
So please, yes, subscribe if you already haven't. We're going to be back tonight after Mania Night 1, back tomorrow after Mania Night 2. CJ Hennessy, $9.99, saying, long-time fan, first-time chat. Great work as always, guys. Wanted to say a hoarse-voiced Michael Cole jumping up and down screaming, he did it, Cody finished the story, he's going to hit like crack tomorrow.
Yes, and I'm going to be taking it all up. I'm going to be ecstatic.
Hey, I'm a big, huge Roman fan, but that's what I hope happens as well.
I really want Seth to cost Cody tomorrow. Because
I know you do.
It's the least predictable thing that could happen. Dark Steven C 777 with a $4.99 super chat saying, what big surprises you guys think we'll see on night one tonight? Does Rhea win tonight? And how about Paul Heyman's speech last night?
Heyman's speech last night was awesome. Hell yeah, Rhea Ripley wins. No question about it. What surprises on night one? It's a shot in the dark to somebody else from, I'm still surprised they've not put Kishi involved in his kid's storyline yet. I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Oh,
yeah. Rock's first WrestleMania opponent, Rikishi.
Yeah.
And he was the Sultan.
Speaking of which, tonight, before they showed that Becky and Rhea promo during Stand and Deliver, or today, there was that Nietzsche quote that happened. And people were like, was that a part of the Rhea Becky promo? Or was that a tease for a new wrestler? Some people are speculating Tama Tonga. So I don't know. So it's interesting. But with the Bloodline, there's always mystery over who else might make an appearance. And that's part of what makes it so exciting.
Yeah. I kind of think with The Rock being there, there's going to be a lot of celebrities. I wouldn't be surprised to see like Jason Kelsey get involved in one of the matches.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling a celebrity these days.
With Travis Kelsey.
I was thinking Jason Statham maybe, or not Vin Diesel. I think
Travis Kelsey is a bigger celebrity right
Jason
now.
Jason Statham? Yeah. Wait a second. The Beekeeper, every time I open iTunes, The Beekeeper is the number one movie being streamed right now. And I don't even know what that's about. I don't think it's about Jason Statham actually keeping bees. But everyone loves Jason Statham.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
All right.
Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw, man.
Yeah.
You know. But any last minute Mania predictions before I go take my power nap before Mania starts?
nope, I got to get to the gym so I can get back to watch Mania. So I got to run.
Yeah, I got to do my hair because it's a mess right now.
Okay, so tonight, tag match. Main
it takes hours.
Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth main events tonight. Co-main event is Becky and Rhea. And yeah, I think we're going to get some other great matches. So
yeah, check out our Sunday podcast with all our predictions. We went in depth with all the matches. So definitely check that out.
Cool, everybody. Okay, everybody, rest, hydrate. Sorry, Matt.
Wouldn't it be awesome if I could say, and you could see it right here. Right. Wouldn't that be cool, Glenn?
I'm going to take a nap, Matt. Raj can do that. I'm going to take a nap.
Right here.
You know what's funny, though? I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube where they do that, and then nothing shows up.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, that's bad.
That's awkward.
That's not good. Yeah.
Super awkward. Okay. Cool. Everybody, please subscribe. We'll see you back tonight. He's at BP Matt Morgan. He's at the Raj Geary. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. And we'll catch you back here tonight on Gigantic Pop after WrestleMania Night 1. Take care.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.